At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. I don't know where our background just went. There we go. We are so excited to be here with you guys on another lovely Tuesday evening, and with all kinds of stuff going on in the Chiefs Kingdom per usual.
Bless.
We're going to see later though. But we're off of rookie mini camp as well, which was super exciting, and we're super excited about all the rookies to come in. But we do have a special guest going to join us tonight, who is Nazi Johnson's recent now fiance, because they just got engaged. Miss Gabby is going to join us, but I'm going to introduce us first. So I'm your host, Lexi.
And I'm Jody. And I'm just so glad. I was telling Lexi earlier, y'all, I was like, first of all, this is like the first Tuesday in like 3 weeks. It ain't been raining, thunderstorm, tornado warning, hail, nothing. Like, we can actually like be real people right now, so I'm excited and not have to worry and stress about internet Wi-Fi connection, because yes. Well, no, I'm super excited to have Gabby here. It's gonna be a time. Okay, y'all, it's gonna be a time.
We're having some fun. I'm excited.
So, all right, I'm bringing her up. I'm bringing her up. Like, let's get into it. Let's tap into it. Shout out to everybody already in here. Hi guys, we love y'all. So
welcome up, Gabby.
Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
How are you? How are you?
I am so good, so blessed, so happy to be here, be a part of this experience with you lovely ladies. What you're doing here is major. And it's huge. You're not only helping out the ladies who may not understand football, but you get to talk to some of us ladies that maybe don't really get any recognition or in the back.
Y'all are very much important. Okay.
The time for you to be brought to the forefront.
Let's say. And me and Lexi, so we've been Chiefs fans since literally we came out the womb. We're both from Kansas City, like diehard Chiefs fans, and we've been through the ups and downs of this Chiefs Kingdom, the terrible seasons and the sitting out in the cold and still cheering on this team. So, it's important for everybody to have a voice. And that's really the reason why me and Lexi have this platform. Like, we just want to celebrate everybody and do what we can to help out in this community, because, yeah, you're right. Everybody's voices deserve to be heard.
So, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. From myself as one of the WAGs, we appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So me and Lexi cooked up a whole bunch of questions.
Goodness, I see people in the comments talking about some straight to the action, just like that.
They know how it goes on this podcast. me and Lexi gonna give it just straight to you. So go ahead, Lexi, just.
Yeah, well, let's just kick it off. So Gabby is engaged to one of our defensive backs, Nazi Johnson, who was part of that really special 2022 draft class where we found just a whole bunch of gems, a whole bunch of, my goodness,
it was the best draft class. Like,
I was gonna say, at least
down to this day.
In the Mahomes era, that's my favorite draft class that we've had.
Absolutely. So, agreed.
I guess just to kick it off though, Gabby, let's just start off with how you and Nazi met. Just simple.
It's so funny because there really isn't much of a story behind this, but it's not what people think. Nazi and I actually just met and moved very, very fast, which a lot of people have an opinion on. But we met just a few months ago, and in 2 months later, we were engaged.
Oh my gosh.
First of all, I love that. I hope my man is listening.
When you know, you know.
Probably he's downstairs playing video games. He might pop in just to say hi. It was a very quick story. You know, he was in Florida training off season, and I was in Florida. I think I hear him right now trying to be nosy.
Tell him to say hi.
Probably.
Is that you? No.
Is that you? It's so funny.
Like we beat somebody else. Anyway, so he was in Florida training, and I was just out there, and we saw each other, and he asked for my Instagram or whatever, swiped up, and he was like, I need you in my life. I was like, corniest thing, but you know, it is what it is. Oh. And our conversations went on, and it was like I met my best friend immediately. We talked like forever. Like we've known each other. The same thing that when I met my soon-to-be mother-in-law, the entire family, it was like smooth as butter. I've known these people in another life or something. I don't know. But so grateful to have met them. So grateful to have met my best friend. A lot of people have something to say about how fast we moved, but it was right and it was perfect. And it was actually when he got hurt. And I think that's kind of what sped up the process. We literally had just met and he texted me. He was like, I tore my ACL. And I was like, no, you're joking.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Like, and we're definitely, just so y'all listening, we're up to like 2:30 already. Hey y'all, what's up? Tap in. Those are questions that we're going to ask you later through this process too, because it is important to know, like, we know what the players go through, but the family is so, the role you guys play is incredibly vital. So
I want to comment on just the quickness of it. So one of my best friends since like fifth grade, her parents met, and I think within, I want to say, and also in Florida they met, and I think within like 2 days they were engaged. They've been married now like 30 plus years.
Oh
and
my
are
god!
Happy and in love
they
and
say
like
that.
Yeah.
They say that it goes that way. They're like, people, you know, you know. And there are people out here who have been with people for 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And it just doesn't work out. And then they meet someone literally
the next week.
Right. Yeah. And they're like, oh, this is the person who I want to be with. But it takes that person to know what you don't want in a person.
Right.
Right. Totally.
I love that. I love someone in our comments, DG, he's part of Kingdom Cast. He goes, him and his wife got engaged after 4 months of knowing each other. It'd be like that sometimes. And DG, I'm going to just put your business out there too. They just found out recently that they are having a baby too.
Woo! So I knew you were going to say
it. Happy for them. I got a niece on the way. They don't know what the sex is yet. They have manifesting a girl.
So DG, the one that just commented that, he's the one that did our intro song for our podcast. We need him to be the new Chiefs Kingdom DJ, because I know they're all
complaining about Chiefs games, so. And you know what that's like. We need a new DJ. Anyway, well, I want to say that I love the fact that y'all, when you know, you know. Like, that's it. When you know, you know. So, again, you said, you're getting engaged. Like, what was that like? Like, how did that, you're like, oh my God, really? Okay. Like, how was your reaction to that?
That's literally how it went. One day he just brought it to me. He was like, we should get married. I was like, again, you're joking. Like, you know, are you serious? And he was like, yeah. I thought he was joking. And then, so I actually just moved here. I was flying in every weekend from Atlanta where I was living.
I was just going to ask, where are you from? Okay. Yeah.
So I'm from Philadelphia, but I moved to Georgia for college and was there for about 8 years of my life. Okay. And I was just flying in every weekend to be with him because he was hurt and things like that. And I was like, okay, you're joking, whatever the case may be. He and the family came to visit me in Georgia one weekend, and we got an Airbnb, and I walked into the Airbnb and it was decked out. Decked out, balloons, like 400 roses, rose petals, candles everywhere. I'm going to tell y'all he did himself what he didn't, but I'm going to give him his kudos.
Yeah.
You know, that's what family's for. No.
Yeah, I thought he was joking. So, and I had just gotten off of work. It was a random Thursday and the family came in the next day. And he was like, I think he already pitched the idea to them. So they were already aware. And Keisha, I mean, she was so supportive of the whole thing. She was like, if that's what you want to do, I love her already. We'd only met once or twice before then. And she was like, she belongs in this family. And from there, it was like, okay. Dropped off his boohoo crying like a big old baby. I thought he was joking.
What did your family say? Like, what did your family say when you were like, hey, y'all?
My dad was the only one who was like, oh my God, this happened so fast. You know, he's being a dad. This happened so fast. He didn't even ask me for your hand in marriage. You know, did the usual dad thing. So they flew in. My mom was like ecstatic, ready to plan a wedding. She was like, you know.
She's like, let's do this.
He loved the idea as well. But he has to protect his one and only daughter. They flew out, met him. And they were like, I think that was the second time they met.
Okay.
We both met each other's side once. And they were just like, we love this kid. And it just seemed so right. And the explanation, whatever he said to my dad was like, yeah.
Like, I'm on board.
I love that. Oh my God. I love that. Like one, A, I love love. A, B. And so to hear like stories like this, like it just brings me so much happiness. Like I love when things work out for people, when great things work out for great people. So this is great. And you kind of told us the countdown earlier, but we weren't live yet. So when is said wedding? Like, when is this? Where will it be? Your family's from the East Coast. Are your parents still there in Philadelphia? Okay.
So both of our families are on the East Coast. They're from
his is too.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Oh, I said his is too, right? Like,
yeah.
Philadelphia and Virginia. So we're literally 2 hours away from each other. Yeah, quick.
Okay.
The wedding is next year, June 28th, 2025. So we waited a little bit for that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, give it some time to marinate a little bit.
For sure.
Right. I mean, it marinated. We're like, dang, I wish it was this June. Like, we're ready for it.
Now, look, I can say a story, and everybody probably not going to agree with it. I had a friend when I lived in Dallas. Her and her husband went and eloped, and then they didn't tell anybody. And then they got married, like, on their one-year anniversary, had the big ceremony and all of that and da-da-da. So, like, they got engaged. They told their family. It was great. It was beautiful. Then they went and eloped. And they just
We contemplated that. Heavily, we really did, because we were like, why don't we just go ahead and
look, Miss Keisha listening. Let me not get myself in trouble, because Miss Keisha definitely listening. She gonna be like, you told her to go. I'm not gonna get in trouble. Go ahead,
Lexi. And the wedding is in Miami. To Miami.
Ooh. Oh, bring the wedding is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's because y'all met there. Is that why?
Correct.
Yes, and you know, he got to focus on getting this Super Bowl. And he got to focus on getting this Super Bowl right now. So, you know, next June is perfect.
But seriously, we're like, it's in the prime off season. We don't want you to worry about anything. But I'm sweating trying to plan this thing by myself.
Man, if you need any help.
Seriously, I need all the help I can get.
I have a wedding planner for you, too, in real life. We can talk about it offline. I'm like, in real life. So
okay.
Sorry,
so
So
she actually told us earlier, she's like, some of your questions I might throw you off with. So I think it does throw off our conversation. Yeah. Our questions we had lined up a little bit, but so I guess my question is, you were not with him during the first Super Bowl, right? You were with him when he got injured in the next
last year. Yeah.
Which is kind of so. When he got injured in that training camp, were you guys already talking before that?
She said they had just met, right?
We were like 2 weeks in.
Okay. And then he got injured.
And then he got injured in camp. And again, he texted me and he was like, oh, and I was like, you're joking, you know? I've actually had ACLs. And I was like, when I tore mine, I needed an MRI. It took like a few days to get back. I was like, there's no way they do it that fast.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're lying. You didn't even go to the doctor. And he was like, oh no, they did it right here. Like,
yeah.
So I was actually at camp that day.
Yeah. And the weather was horrible.
The weather was insane. I ran through that rain like it was a monsoon. I looked like I jumped into a pool.
Tornado was going to drop on the ground.
Yeah, it was. Yep. I've never seen a storm. Like, I don't even think the storm last night was that bad. Like, that was so bad. So when I heard they had to go inside, I was like, oh, crap. Like, I just hope no one gets hurt on that turf. And then, of course. And I know he was like, so Jody and I, we follow all like the talk and everything. He was getting a lot of hype in Chiefs camp. It was like,
and they hadn't even been in camp that long.
No.
It was like,
he was like, this is going to be, he's like showing up, showing out. This is going to be his year. So I guess, what is it like to go through that with him at such a high level? I mean, the NFL is like, obviously maybe the biggest sport in America, just with the popularity, the views it gets. I mean, all that stuff. Like, what's it like to go through something like that with an athlete of that caliber?
And you were like building a relationship.
And you're building a relationship at the same time.
Yeah. So I was actually going to say that it was tough. I'm getting to know him. I really didn't know how he was going to handle the situation, but being an athlete myself, I was like, I know how I handled it.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just shifted to what worked and what didn't. But him being injured, like I said, it was a joke. I thought it was a joke. And then I actually took him to surgery.
Oh, wow.
He came out same day. He literally, the first thing he did when he opened his eyes was smiled and said, I love you. And I was like, oh, wow, you're on drugs.
You're on drugs right now. I don't know.
He just couldn't stop smiling. I'm like, you have no idea what your leg even looks like down here. But he was amazing. He was so happy. And I was like, okay, at least he's in good spirits for now.
Yeah.
I stayed there for a week. And that's how we became so close. I was literally showering him. Like he couldn't really move. We were making sure he was icing every day, but it was a tough battle because I had to really acclimate to his emotions. I had to get to know his emotions, and men really they're not good at that. They're not good
at
those emotions. But we did a lot of praying together. We did a lot of praying together before bed. We did a lot of chatting and talking just to kind of, I had to ask a lot of questions because I wanted to understand, and that's just the type of person I am. I'm going to communicate, even though it's irritating. You know, I apologize, but I really want to get to know how I can better assist.
Right.
But we got so close during that time, but we're still going through it. It didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think the hardest part is going to come until camp starts again.
That's what we're getting next. Let me ask you something real quick, just kind of based on everything you just said. So like building relationships, like, and I know like we had a conversation with his mom too. And, you know, Miss Keisha was telling us like they were on a family vacation when it happened. Mm-hmm. And so like, they didn't know immediately. She said her husband didn't tell her immediately because he didn't want her to panic, which not a mother, but fully could understand like where his thought process came from. And then, you know, them knowing like he's okay. And she's like, no, we got to stop what we're doing and get to Kansas City now. Right. So it's what I love about this story is you were the person that was there when all of this was happening, when this process was going through until his family could get there. So you had to kind of learn him. You had to be that support system until the rest of them could get down there. And it's like, I don't even know what food you're allergic to. Like, if I go in here and cook you something, I'm like, what's going to happen?
I knew he didn't like eggs, so that was easy. But yeah, they did come and they showed up a couple days later.
Yeah.
5 or 6 days later. And we really just sat. I mean, the first thing he did when he saw his mom was literally bust out into tears.
Most guys.
Yeah. Probably wasn't ready to do that with me yet, but there's nothing like a mother's love. But
I was going to say, though, like, that probably just, like, kick-started your relationship into full, like, that's probably how he knew so quick was, like, this girl. Yeah.
He was vulnerable.
Through that, I don't think we'd be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a big thing to go through.
Absolutely. Especially when you're rookie. You're trying to figure out this NFL thing, And again, we'll talk about training camp in a moment because me and Lexi already know what Chiefs training camps are like. So it's kind of cool to see. Like, I love this story. It's kind of cool to see. So you kind of mentioned it a little. Or Lexi, were you about to ask something before I go? Because I was about to ask the very
question. No, you're good.
So you kind of mentioned it a little bit about like training camp. And this will be, I mean, it's like riding training wheels, right? Like, okay, now we're back at training camp again. And, you know, I know he might have a little bit of anxiety just based off of what happened last year. How are you, like, one, how's he doing? How is he feeling? Two, how are you helping him gain that confidence back? Because, you know, we know that he's going to be ready to go. But how are you, like, because it's different when you're in it.
It is. like I was saying, this part is still relatively easy, you know, taking it day by day. He's doing run throughs with the team now, you know, he's in here studying his place. He's studied camp all week. He wanted to see who's come in, who could come in, who can't come in, who's not going to come in and all those things. Yeah. So, I mean, day by day, we stretch every night to make sure that he's nice and limber, but that mind is probably the most powerful thing. Like, his body is already ready for this. He was destined for this. He's born for this. So that's always going to come back. But that mental thing is what we're trying to really get over. So it's kind of tough trying to really dig in his mind, but I'm still asking those questions. You know, I can see if his mood's changing and I'm like, what's the matter? You want to talk about it? If he's not ready, I'll back down for a little bit, but he's eventually going to come and he's going to open up about it because we're at least to the point now where he knows harboring it is not going to be healthy for when he does step back on that field. I like that I'm a safe space for him when things may not be going as well. You know, I have to ask every day, how was today?
Yeah.
It's like he asked me, one of my knees, we had the same surgery. And he was like, do you still have pain in your patella? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't really consider it pain, but even to this very day, like I'll have some, you know, some tenderness here and there, but it's nothing to be afraid of. You know, I have to and that reassurance. And I think because I've been through it, I can really, really relate to him in this. I was never on the same level. I was a Division I athlete, but this is just
just getting ready to ask, what was your sport?
I ran track for Georgia State University.
Oh, nice. Yes. Okay. Okay. How did you pair yours?
So I played a lot of sports. I did both of mine in high school. One of them, I was just playing volleyball on the sand and I came down after trying to spike the ball, partially tore it. I had a field hockey tournament the next week, partially tore it again. And then I had a dance competition.
Oh my God.
I just kept icing it. And then I finally blew it out.
Wow.
And then the second one I did, I was at a dance competition and jumped off the stage, landed wrong. And it just blew.
Mm. Oh, that sounds painful. Hey, but you said these both happened in high school and you were able to still get, I'm guessing, what would be a full ride or a scholarship to go to Georgia to run.
Absolutely.
So that should also like kind of give him that confidence. Like,
yeah,
this happened in high school. I was still able to go dominate in college. Like,
right. It sounds good, but he's like, that's college. Yeah. NFL.
Well, he probably got better resources than you did when he was
For sure. That's why I'm like an MRI in one in 5 minutes. Like,
right.
You know, and mine was also 12, 13 years ago. And my first one was my freshman year, my junior year. It was a long time ago. You literally could be back in no time. He has the best version of the surgery because there are different ways to get your surgery.
Okay.
And it's going to be stable, but it's that mind piece that we're still working on here. But every day we're going to get better.
Yeah, absolutely.
When he's cleared, which should be coming here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I mean,
trying to really eat.
All of Chiefs Kingdom is rooting. Ready. So.
Yeah, I'm like, we're ready. And we know just based off of what we seen last year, like we already know his capability. We already know what he can do. And the reason why he's going to be even more of an athlete is because he had the whole last year and off season to really like have that connection with the guys, see what they're doing on the field, build a relationship with the coaches, like really diving in that playbook and be creative in different ways and just think of different things that he could do. So it's like he's been holding all of that in for so long. Like I expect him to just kind of, and I already know like Spags is going to be like, all right, we're going to slowly bring you back. Coach Reed gonna be like, all right, now we gotta keep you here this time. So I know he's gonna wanna just be all in the moment. So yeah, it's gonna be great.
I guess my next question is, like, did you guys still attend the games last season? Like, was he on the side
here?
How does that work? We don't really know how that works.
Yeah, we stayed here. So to follow up with what you were saying, Jody, him being that good teammate was what really probably kept him here. He never left. He trained here. He worked out here. He was a teammate every single day. He never stopped showing his face in that facility.
Yeah.
One, and never let them forget him. And two, he was still supporting his boys. We didn't go to all of the games, mostly because if you're injured, you can't stand on the sideline. Okay. That's really where he wanted to be, at least until he's enough to move out of the way. It was kind of like a liability situation. So we went to one or two, and then we went to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But it was hard for him. It was that mental thing again. You know, he was like, are they're doing this without me? You know, it was just making his mind circulate. And it just wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
Timing was right for that.
100% understand that, because it's like, and I mean, if you talk about the Chiefs defense from last year, they were a top five defense the whole entire year. And then they ended up being the best defense in the NFL last year. And we had a lot of pieces missing, not just him. Right. So I think he should also know that him coming back, and it's going to really kind of feel like more solid. Brian Cook will be back. Everybody will be back this year. Right. So what they were last year, even though they were so good, like, I don't know how to explain how great this Chiefs defense is going to be, because me and Lexi talked about it week after week last season about how every week it's like, man, they keep turning it up a notch. Like, how many more notches can they go? And it's like, oh, yeah, we're missing a ton of guys. So
and being an underdog is really what fuels him. Like, he's like, when they count me out, when they forget about me, when they think I'm even going to be third string, he's like, it's going to make him go harder. And also, he's a gunner on special teams. So he's necessary in so many fields and so many aspects of this team that he really, I mean, they need
him. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Really, like, and we saw that in the Super Bowl 57 was how important not only offense and defense, but special teams is. Mm-hmm. And I know he had some really great plays on special teams, especially in that Super Bowl, which is like no small feat. Like, I know it doesn't get as much recognition or whatever, but like, was just as important as a lot of other things. So
yeah,
absolutely.
And then I know, like, coming into that training camp last season, he was like, it was like Nazi. Like, that was like the name that was like on everyone's lips pretty much, was like, he's the one that's going to be
based off of the Super Bowl. Like, everybody was like, all right, who is this? What is he going to come here and do? Like, we're ready.
I think we're going to talk about him a lot more because they're like, oh, he's back. Let's see what he can do. So,
and I just think all that possibility is right there for him. Like,
yeah,
obviously we adore Lajarius Sneed, but he left, and now that leaves a space for someone else to really go up and show out. And
yeah,
I think he could easily be that person. I don't see why not. So,
well, but Lexi, the thing is,
we're excited for him to return.
Well, and that's the thing though, Lexi, like, right? Most of the people who we talk to who are in Chiefs media or doing some type of sports content around the NFL, like, Nazi's name is out there. So it's not like, it's definitely out there. The people know, like, the hype is there. And I think everybody is just anticipating, even just like OTAs. We're like, get to OTAs, please. Like, training camp, great. But can we get to OTAs? So, I mean, his name is out there. The people are hype. We know. And I mean, I think we also kind of talked about our draft this year too, Lexi. We were like, so are we going to get a corner? Are we not? Are we going to stay where we're at? Because we know we got that depth coming back. Mm-hmm. And we already know what the pieces we have can do on this defense. So, I mean, we talked a lot about that too in this offseason. So, yeah, no, I mean, it's the hype is there. I can't wait. Like, I'm like,
we're excited.
And I just seen someone comment saying the schedule release got pushed to next Thursday. Real irritated about that. Totally fine.
We're all waiting for it because mom, she wants to take off of work so she can be here. You can't
tell me. Y'all gotta come tailgate with us. Yeah, y'all gotta come tailgate. And I'm trying to figure out which away games I can go to too. So, okay.
Yeah, you guys definitely need to come tailgate with us, by the way.
By the way, We'll be there.
So now I want to get more into a little bit of the tea now. So
yes,
I know you guys only attended a few games last year, which actually to understand now that it's like more of a liability of you being on the sidelines. Like as soon as you said it, I'm like, that immediately makes sense yeah. to me. So like, duh, why didn't we think of that of our own, Lexi? Because I feel like we're smarter than that. I love that. And you guys did come to a few games. You went to the Super Bowl. So like, what is it like being a wife and being around the girlfriends and the other wags, and not only in like the Chiefs community, which I want to know a lot about, but like just in the NFL community, like meeting all of them and building those relationships and I guess leaning on each other for support, especially in a time that you're in like right now. So like, what's all of that about? I'm like, all of it. Go ahead.
I don't really know if it's like that at all, at least not from what I've experienced. I guess TV and social media portrays it as like, you know, we're probably supposed to be close,
tight. You're supposed to be.
We're supposed to be. I do believe that it's like if your guy is one of the top, you're probably going to be one of the most popular girlfriends or wives. If he's not, you're probably just going to be back there on the back end. But some of these girls are really sweet. Some not so much. I don't really get too far into the cattiness because I know how I can be. So I kind of still feel like your energy isn't all the way there. Yeah. There are a few of them who will go out, maybe get some drinks here and there. But I can't really say that we're like a community that we just help each other. If we're around each other, they'll check in and be like, hey, how's Nazi doing? So and so. But
no, that's really unfortunate. And I've heard that several times, especially in Chiefs Kingdom with the wives and girlfriends too.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something that I'm personally not surprised by. But it's unfortunate because it's a lot of great women and you guys all have so many valuable things to bring. So hopefully, you know, this year, because you'll be there a whole lot more.
I will be.
Getting these people to act right. Maybe it's you. Maybe you the person to come in and inspire change.
Right.
I could try. Like me and one of the other girls, we do a daily check-in for the gym. So I feel like that's something positive. I don't know if I can get anyone else to do it. But I believe that since some of these girls have been here before me, they don't really care for too much change. You know, it's kind of like what it is. I would love to try. I want to try.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see, you know, this year. I've only gone to one or two games, so I really don't know if it's doable. But I also don't really, I feel like I'm in a different space because a lot of the girls are just girlfriends and I'm like,
okay.
So I kind of feel like I'm in a different space.
You're in like,
kind of
like, I'm planning a wedding. I'm trying to make sure my husband is ready for rehab. He got to get out there for training camp. Like, unless y'all sending us lunch.
Like, no, seriously. Okay? I don't want to just go out and have drinks all the time. What can we sit down and talk about this nonprofit real quick?
Right.
To the event.
Yes. So I did see today that Keisha posted that he is having a charity event. No.
A camp.
I'm like, wait, because she tagged me and I retweeted it, but I was in a meeting, so I did it. And I then seen that she posted later that it's sold out, which is amazing. So
it's already sold out?
It's already sold out. Yeah. Like, it was like literally like 3 hours later, she's like, thanks, everybody. It's sold out. And I was like, yo, what?
Wow.
Like, I didn't even read the details good. Where is it happening?
It's in his hometown in Virginia.
Okay. Ah, okay. I love that.
Less than 24 hours. Huge. I don't even think any of us really thought that it would move that quickly. But as soon as we posted the website, it was like it flew. We didn't even have time to create a flyer for the. It literally like
that's
was gone. I mean, it's amazing. He's so happy. He's so excited. He's like,
yeah,
that's so cool.
Well, and I will say, like, I've heard that, like, I mean, besides the fact that like everyone always tries to do so much to give back to their community, I know how much he loves his community and where he comes from and he wants to give back to. So it's the things like that where you love your community, you support them, and then they want to come back and just show that same love for you too. And I'm just really excited about it because that's also something that I already know his mind is like going and ready, but this is going to be something that is like, it kind of sits closer to home when you see yourself giving back and it really influences the people around you. So I'm very happy. I'm very proud. That's exciting. So congratulations to y'all for that because he's going to kill it. So
thank you. Yeah, we're really excited. He's really excited. This thing is moving and shaking now. So from now, we're going to take off with our mentorship programs. I'm the deputy director for the nonprofit. So I've been working too. You know, Keisha is on the board as well. And we've been gunning this thing. So
I was going to say, Keisha actually said that the nonprofit was coming because people were reaching out to me and Lexi when he got injured. Like, how do we give back? How do we help? And we were like,
Well, we're ready for you guys now.
We were like, shoot, we don't know. We actually have no idea how you can help support and give back. And I will say that's another great thing about like the Twitter community. Like me and Lexi have met a lot of great women in different organizations too. So for instance, the Damar Hamlin situation, we have good relationships with people of Bill's Mafia. Were like, how do we help? How do we help? And as soon as anything happens to any of our guys, they're like, what do you need us to do? Like they're reposting, they're sharing, and they're doing everything they can because at the end of the day, it's just a big NFL community. So
that's so important. Like, especially for us women, you know, they're not always going to be with this team. They might be in another team next year, another team after that. So at the end of the day, we're all coming together. So bringing the community together is so, so, so important. But
when are y'all launching? When does nonprofit actually launch?
It did. So it launched 2 days ago, and that's probably about 48 hours. Oh, no, was it 20? Keisha, help me. 24 hours ago, 48 hours ago. I don't know, but that camp sold out. The website is 13thPromiseFoundation.org.
Okay, so we will share that on our page. So be on the lookout.
Yes, and if you tweet it out, if y'all tweet it out, we'll definitely
like the link. We'll share
it. We'll blast it because I love that, and that's so great. So shout out to y'all because she goes 24 hours ago. It was 24 hours ago. I know because I'm like, it's today, Monday, or Tuesday. Where we at?
I know.
I'm not keeping track of my days, but that's really impressive. That's amazing. And I'm so happy.
So talk to me about like the off season. What have y'all been doing besides stretching, working out, staying in your book? What have you guys personally done like in your relationship? Like, are y'all having fun? Are y'all going out? Are y'all buying houses? Like, we're already engaged. Like, what's been going on in y'all off season personal life?
Well, the nonprofit, planning a wedding. Honestly, this is a little bit of a different off season for him because he wasn't able to leave that training room. So he has to be there. We went to Belize and we had a great time. Great time. So much so that we contemplated, you know, having our wedding there and only inviting like 30 people.
I'm like,
like Belize is probably the most beautiful country that either of us have been to. But other than that, really just trying to get him. We have some fun, you know, here and there, but that's probably the only little bit of traveling we've done. We went to Dominican Republic for my birthday this year.
When's your birthday?
It's in December, December 14th.
Okay. Mine's tomorrow.
Oh, I saw your goodies. Is it your birthday today? Well, happy almost birthday.
Thank you. I can't believe it's May. Like, it feels like we were just at the parade.
Turned up the clock.
It was just January.
I was just struggling to figure out what I was going to wear for New Year's Eve. Like, seriously.
I still think it's 2023. I don't even believe it's 2024. Yeah.
Which, okay, I don't know where I just saw this, but I just saw a picture of you and Nazi at the parade, and he had, like, a bear hat. Mascot.
If you saw anyone walking around with a bear hat at the parade, it was definitely him.
What was that about?
With his shirt off, by the way.
Like, please explain what a bear hat means, please.
He got it from somebody. I don't know. Like, it was a great time. It was such a blur, but he had a bear hat. You know, people were walking around with goats. Where did we check?
I did see the baby goat. I did see the baby goat. Like, that was the, you know, it. So this, thank you, Mom. So this was your first cheese parade, huh?
Yeah, yeah. A time was had.
A time was had. So this was like, I think, no, yeah, this was my second one. And I was like, oh, this is like lit a vibe. And then we were running for our lives. So that was very ghetto.
It was crazy.
It was tough. But no, we did enjoy the whole entire day until that moment. Yeah, like thanks, Kansas City. Anyway, we're not even going to tap into that. So, oh wow, I just realized that we are at, okay. So anyway, I would love to know, tell me some more information about you. What do you want the almost 900 listeners who are listening right now to know about you? This is your time to promote foundation, social media, email, everything. Like, get all of that out there because everyone is listening. And we are just so happy that you even graced us with your presence today. So.
Yeah, it's so fun.
So grateful to be here. But to reiterate.
Oh my God, that ring.
Yeah, show us the ring. Oh, it's beautiful.
No, wait, it flashed me. I was like,
good job.
My dad said the same thing. He was like, and he did good with that ring.
Good job.
Did a good job.
I love it.
Just to reiterate the website, 13spromisefoundation.org. You can follow us on our new Instagram at 13spromise. You can follow me on my personal Instagram at Gabrielle Storm. I really don't get on anything else besides Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook at Gabrielle Irving. I really don't use my Twitter, but I'll now get on to support you guys.
Oh, thank you.
You should use your Twitter, especially during season.
Yeah. We have a lot of fun on there.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. I feel like those are where the things happen.
It is. the amount of people we have muted and blocked, mute and block. Yeah, like I'm not playing with y'all. Block. What? Bye.
Yeah, people are ruthless on Twitter. That's the one app where I cannot.
You don't even know what we go through as NFL women on there. Oh my! The amount of times I'm like, shut up and go to the kitchen. The amount of times I've had that like shut up bitch gif used at me, I'm like. Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's disgusting out there for us.
It's like, why do men hate themselves so much that they need to?
I don't know.
You know what? The crazy part is, it's also some women too. Like,
really?
Yes.
Me and Lexi actually laugh and point a lot
all the time. But social media in general is just a toxic place. But
it's.
We're there to try to make it better, try to make it a better place, try to make it some fun football talk, just like from a women's perspective. Like, if you don't agree with us, that's fine. But like, that's all we're trying to do. So
see me, I'm going to have Twitter fingers and then I'm going to say, where are you?
Yeah. Are you in Kansas City?
What city are you in?
Oh, we've been feisty plenty of times.
Your location. Yeah. I had to learn.
I will troll people back.
Lexi's the troll for sure. I don't troll as much because my attitude is bad. So I'll be like, you know what? I'm not even gonna do it because this is gonna get.
I don't want it.
Y'all not gonna come get me. Y'all not gonna do that.
I don't want it. They don't want it. That part.
They don't want it.
Exactly that. All of that. I'm sorry, though. We got distracted. Please finish. You said Facebook. You're going to get on Twitter. What else is there? Did we miss anything else?
No, that's it. Just Instagram, the website, the nonprofit's new Instagram. We need to get our following up. So please, everyone, go follow.
Yeah.
Tell them the app one more time.
At 13's Promise.
At 13's Promise. Everybody go follow.
I was going to say S or no S. We have to do that with Kingdoms Queens because people don't add the S on Kingdoms.
Yeah. Kingdom Queens. I can see how people would say that.
Yeah. It's like, please don't forget to add the S. Like,
I'm Gabrielle Storm. And then Gabrielle Irving on Facebook.
For another 400 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
400 days. Like for another 400 days.
She'll be a Johnson.
Right?
I'm so excited.
Unless you hyphenate, then you're both. Huh? Where I'm like, unless you hyphenate and then you're both. Yay. No.
Yeah, you can
never allow it. I'm going to take his full last name. I said, would you be mad if I went to go get a doctorate? Then I would keep my last name. And he was like, absolutely not. That's just a waste of money. No, he's coming.
Like, I hear what he's saying. Fully.
He's like, I'm here to take care of you.
Tell him I'm fully here. Tell him to come say hi to us before you leave.
All the dogs just came upstairs, but I don't see him. Hey, where are you?
Oh, we love dogs, too.
We do love dogs.
Two big ones and one small one.
She's our pet lover. I want a puppy, though. Let's get into it.
Here. He's coming.
He's like, he's taking his precious time.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Ozzy?
Heard you been playing a video game.
I know. I get my little game in for the night. I'm off tonight, though.
What are you playing for the guys that are listening?
Call of Duty.
Are you good at it?
I'm really good at it, actually.
Because a lot of people say they are, and then it's like they're not.
No, I take it seriously.
He studies it.
I be yelling there.
And Mortal Kombat.
And Mortal Kombat.
Right, move.
I love it.
You wait, Nazi, I need to see what shirt you have on.
The Fab Five shirt.
Fab Five shirt.
Hey, I love
that. Yes. Your mother's saying hello to you.
What's up, Mom?
Well, thank y'all both for coming out, saying hi, hanging with us, Gabby. Like, we're super grateful for you. And we can have off-camera conversation about places to do, where to go, things to get. Again, I have I have a wedding planner for you, Avion. She is literally the best in Kansas City. So I will help you. She helps all the in the city. Yeah. So.
I need to find somebody in Miami.
She travels. But I mean, I get it. She actually might know somebody too. So I'll connect you.
Yeah, definitely connect us for sure.
Like, she might know somebody too down there. She knows people all. She tapped in this from the New York, Atlanta coastal and then just moved to Kansas City. So it's just been, yeah. So she might know somebody. So I'll connect y'all. But anyway, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're super grateful for you. And yeah, like, we're friends now. So yeah. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. And if you want to come on like mid-season or something, just come hang out.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Because we have to know how he's doing.
Like after a stressful football game or something, we can all just.
Right. Honestly, I'm like, I want you to come back like that week break between training camp, preseason, regular season.
Let's do it.
Like preseason in there. Yeah. That'd be
so
fun.
You can tell us like how things are going and how things have been. So.
Yeah. Or. Point. Or if you're like lonely during training camp and just want to come on and chat with us, let us.
They can't leave.
Oh,
either way,
I gotta go feed the baby.
Go all feed the baby.
Thanks, girl. We'll talk.
Bye, to you y'all. Bye. Thanks for hanging with us. She's like, my man's hungry. I'm like, I know that's right.
We kept her on far too long.
We did. We told her we definitely were only going to keep her for like 30 minutes and we're at like minute 48. So she's a team player. I love it so much.
Everyone else agrees. I feel like it just started.
I know. I promise y'all. She was on for 48 minutes. Like for real. As soon as we went live, we brought her up because we knew we were going to have a lot of great things to talk about. So.
I could have asked her like 10 more questions.
I know, right? It's okay. We're gonna bring her back.
We'll have her back.
I love their story. I love his story. I love his family story. Like there's just so many great things about him. So love that.
Love
y'all, Miss Keisha. Y'all know y'all got me and Lexi whenever y'all need us. So yes. All right. Well, I mean, we gotta kind of talk about the tea.
So all kinds
of let me drink some water. Take my interview hat off. Woo! That's a lot of work. Jesus Christ. Promise I'm drinking water.
Other stuff in Chiefs Kingdom going on today.
Today was a hot mess. Me and Lexi were both very busy. We worked really hard today, and then we looked at Twitter and seen more things happening in the state of Texas and the city of Dallas. And as somebody who lived in the city of Dallas for 7 years, yes, please, like, it could be, It could be a whole time. And you probably should just surround yourself in an area where there's no temptation for BS.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Rashi Rice in the news again. Slapping a photographer. Is that what the post said?
Rumor.
Slap the photographer. Now, I'm going to say this. Me and Lexi don't know if that's true. So let me put that disclaimer out there. We don't know if that's true. We just know that that's speculation. And I seen Adam Schefter and Ari
Mirov,
whoever. They both tweeted about it today. WFAA, which is like Fox News Dallas, in a sense, for those of y'all who don't know. They tweeted it today. And I'm just like, what the hell? What the hell is going on? So,
first of all, we're tired.
I'm tired. Like, I already got to cook, clean, work. Like, I got so much other stuff to be
Jody
doing.
And I like, just got done doing everything else we needed to do. And then we like open up our apps to that. And it's like, okay, so we have more. Now, listen, the Rashi Rice, we already have a whole other situation going on with him that hasn't even come close to being resolved.
God bless.
So now we have this one, and now there's like a few different stories going on about if it was at a club, if it was at a practice, if it
was probably not a day party.
Misconstrued.
It's probably a day party, to be transparent.
But then why is it like the other
Dallas has day parties? It's a thing. They have day parties every single day.
But the other story that was like brewing in Dallas news was like it was at a practice and there was a photographer that got too close to him in practice. So I don't know. I really don't.
Okay, so thanks. I don't want to speculate on the situation of what he did or what he didn't do. Hey, Jeffrey, I don't want to speculate on that at all. What I want to talk about right now is the Chiefs offense and the wide receivers and what do we do with this situation. So the speculation already for Rashi Rice's suspension for this first alleged incident that happened maybe a month ago was someone came out and said probably half of the season. We've heard half of the season. We heard whole season. We heard 4 to 6 games. We've heard a whole wide variety of things, right?
Right.
So personally for me, I thought personally the first occurrence, issues, incident would probably be anywhere from 4 to 6 games. That's what I thought, right? I thought 4 to 6 games. But now with whatever this is brewing today, true, false, whatever, this, I think, is enough to really push it past that half a season, close to maybe whole year.
Yeah.
Mainly because same city, and it's been like a month, literally a month.
Well,
what are your thoughts?
I don't like to give my full thoughts on things until we know, like, confirmation of things, right? So it was like, do we talk about it? Do we not talk about it? It's such a big thing going on in the Chiefs world right now that we just thought we should bring it up a little bit.
And we already told our thoughts on the first incident like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's just, I do want the full details before I fully speculate on it. It just happened this afternoon, or the story just leaked this afternoon. It supposedly happened early Monday morning. There's also a story going around saying it was like happened at a practice. There's a story going around saying it didn't even happen. There's a story going around saying it happened at a club. So, but allegedly he hit a photographer, and that's like the full. So if it's true and that is what happened and he did do that, it's just, it's highly unfortunate. He is someone that has all of the potential in the world. He has so much talent. He has so much promise.
Yeah.
He's a hard worker. He just is being like, led in the wrong direction. I don't know.
He has dumb friends. He probably should get rid of them. Gonna be real transparent.
He's around. I don't know if it's, I don't know.
If you have dumb friends, you should probably not be friends with them. Like, your friends should be keeping you out of trouble.
Especially like when you're in the limelight. Like, you're on the Kansas City Chiefs right now. You're on a team that's a dynasty. You just won back-to-back Super Bowls. Granted, you were only here for the first or the second one, but like, you're on a team that has so much spotlight on them right now.
Yeah.
That anything you do is going to get magnified times like 100. Like, I guarantee you it wouldn't matter if he was like a Carolina Panther right now, right? Like, no one would care. But yeah, you might care a little bit, but like the team you're on right now and the potential you have and the potential our wide receiver room has in it is so like unreal, especially the struggles our wide receiver room went through last year.
Yeah,
we now have Hollywood Brown, we now have Xavier Worthy, and then so they were the two that are supposed to, like, and they will stretch the field, but Roush is supposed to be that guy with Travis Kelce where they can kind of go in the middle and take, you know,
take some of the outs
and just take the pressure off, confuse defenses, just so it's a big bummer because they're our offense has so much potential right now, and all you had to do was not be dumb.
Don't be dumb. And, you know, it's crazy because if we're being honest and if we're being transparent, our offense right now is still good enough to go out there and dominate. It's just nice when you thought you had three receivers who were just going to come in and shut the whole entire NFL down. Like, our defense was never – our defense is going to always be on the field because the offense is barely going to be on the field because – Patrick's going to be, I mean, the amount of plays that we're going to have that are, well, they're not there somewhere. literally anybody is down there somewhere. So I will say, like, this offense still has the potential to be very dominant, very great with who we have now. So
I guess so. The question is,
I was going through thoughts and I was like, do you add another receiver?
Right.
Do you depend on your tight end room that's going to be very good? Your tight end room's very good this year. Like, they were really good last year, but they're really good this year.
They're going to be way better this year. And obviously, we have Patrick, who's a superstar.
We have four ballers on our defense. Well, we have three for sure ballers and a maybe baller. We don't know. He comes from the Bengals. Like, we don't know. He comes from the Bengals.
Honestly, I think our tight end room is severely underrated this year. I think Travis Kelce, he is what he is. Everyone knows what that is. Yeah. Noah Gray is not as appreciated. He's not as appreciated as he should be.
He's a baller. He only had one drop last year.
He's fantastic. And I think you utilize them too, plus Jared Wiley, who they say is like the next Travis potentially. We'll see.
I don't like that, but
that's a lot to live up to. But he's on our team, so we're going to support him right now. And we're going to
Say he's the next, like, Gronk.
I don't even know if he's. I don't know.
I'm like, I'm comparing anybody to Travis Kelce. Nobody will ever be to the caliber of Travis Kelce. Watered down off brand.
That's what he is. We love you, Jared, but
we love you. That's actually a really nice compliment coming
from you. we're not anything bad by that. And then what's his name? Irv Smith Jr. Sorry.
Yeah,
I was gonna say Isaiah. No, that's not right. Smith
Jr. I mean, hell, at this rate, we and got then, Isaiah.
So the four of them, I think, are going to be really freaking solid.
They're going to be really good. And I know that this year they're going to have four tight ends going into it. We felt what it was like only having those three last year. We felt what it was like having three last year in a not-so-healthy Travis Kelce. So we know that we're going to keep four tight ends on this roster. And, hell, because of that, we might only keep six receivers instead of seven like we did last year, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because of that, is that why you can't go out and get a receiver? Because how do we keep – if we went out and got another receiver, that means we would have to keep seven. We'd have to keep seven.
Because you have also Justin Watson,
Kadarius Toney.
Yeah. And there was a statement released today that the team wanted to get out, is that they still feel – and I think it's because of the Rashi Rice thing, is that they still feel really – confident in Kadarius. No one has a bad thing to say about him.
Sure.
So I'm like, you know, if Rashi's not in that role, you might see like Kadarius and Justin Watson kind of entertaining that role mixed with Sky Moore in there.
But then I say, that's why I go back and say, is that where they lean on the tight end room?
I think they will.
Because we will keep four.
Yeah.
And we know our tight. I feel like our whole entire tight end room, too, all them dudes are nothing but blockers, too. Like, they go out, they know how to block, too. So, I mean, I think we have some great variety there because they're going to be able to. And not saying that we need chip help. but like they're going to be able to go out there and do that too to help. So I don't know what's going to happen with this offense. I'm very excited about the offense regardless.
I mean, I even had a Bills fan tell me today. She's like, if there's any team that'll be fine, like losing a Rashi Rice, it's going to be the Chiefs.
Absolutely, especially with the Xavier Worthy and a Hollywood.
We've lost receivers before, and stuff happens. Injuries happen. All kinds of things happen. We lost. Now this is defense, but we lost like L'Jarius Sneed during the Bengals AFC Championship game a few years ago, and we still won. So I think Rashi Rice, with him, our wide receiver room is like, to me, an A. Without him, we're looking at like a B+. And I think we're still going to be okay. I still think, and I'm just talking wide receivers specifically, not including tight ends or anything like that. But I think it's going to be all right.
I think it's going to be just fine. Now, I will say.
It just sucks for him. Like you.
I have no sympathy because stop being a dumbass. I literally have zero sympathy, especially after what happened not even a month ago. You should actually just be in the house.
Yeah.
Until you have to report to Kansas City. And I'm surprised they haven't made him report to Kansas City already. But
I saw him out in Dallas on a walking trail when I was in Dallas. So.
But again, I'm not going to speculate. But if this comes out and it's exactly what they said it is, I'm going to be irritated as hell.
I know.
However, thank you for being dumb so early. Because we haven't got to OTAs, mini camp, training camp. Free agency is still currently a thing. We still got a little bit of money in the bank. Like, if Andy was like, go get me another receiver, we could still do that right now. So that's why I'm glad that this is happening now and not necessarily like at the point where we can't go out and get somebody else to bring on this team. It's just really unfortunate that, like, the world was finally starting to forget about you and what happened. And now they're not. Thank you for that. Yes. If you have dumb friends, get rid of them. Like, if y'all don't got real friends, please get rid of your friends.
Yesterday.
Like.
Get rid of them yesterday.
They're not going to be able to bail you out of jail if something happened to you. They're not going to pay for your lawyer. They're not going to call your mama and tell her what you did. Get new friends. Like, if they didn't spend the night at your house when you were kids, they're not your friends.
Right.
No. So, I know we just wanted to, like, briefly talk about that pretty quickly. I still feel fine about this offense. I still feel fine with our receivers. Like,
so, I mean, I do too.
I'm not worried at all. So and this defense is elite. Defense is elite. And they're going to get the offense the ball back when they need it.
So I will say, like, on a positive note, we did have the rookie mini camp this last weekend. And yes,
they got helmets and got pads and got their jerseys.
Got all their stuff.
Got some gloves. No.
You can bookmark me right here if you want, whatever. I am as excited about this class as I was the 2022 class. I think they have all the potential in the world to be those big impact players right away as we need them to be. And this time it's on offense. In 2022, it was mostly defense that we needed. This year it's offense that we need. And I think these guys are going to come in and do that. Xavier Worthy in the first round, he had like one drop on day one that everyone blasted into the universe and was like, he's a book. Please stop. Please stop that. Like, we got to stop that.
I hate how dramatic people are.
It's just the world, the internet, the world. I mean, people are so
dramatic. Can't wait till Patrick throws an interception at training camp. Oh, God, I can't wait. Oh, God, I can't wait. Because he's going to do it.
He does it every year.
For everybody listening. He's going to do it.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Xavier Worthy, otherwise, his route running, are you kidding? Looked insane.
Exactly.
This kid's
speed is crazy.
The speed, like, these cornerbacks are going to have an issue with keeping up with him. And then not to mention with Hollywood Brown stretching the field with him.
Yeah.
They're going to be insane together. And then I was watching all their press conferences. Like, these guys are so freaking excited to be Kansas City Chiefs and to be on the reigning Super Bowl champs, to be in the just the culture that we're building. Like, our one CJ Hansen, I think is his name. He came out of Holy Cross. And Holy Cross. We said this last week or the week before that they haven't had a player drafted from there since the 1980s.
Yeah.
You know,
the
Chiefs were the one to draft a player from there. So
the 1980s?
Yeah. So both times the Holy Cross was to the Chiefs. So.
Of course it was. I love that so much for us and our fan base and our community and who we are as a group.
But
that's very cool though. I do love that.
I really love that. So this guy, CJ Hansen, listen real quick, because I just want you to hear his like intro to his press conference. It just got me like so, like, he's so hyped to be here.
Make sure your volume's up.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to play it for you guys.
And put it in your speaker.
Yeah.
I'm CJ Hansen. How's everyone doing?
Can you hear it?
Great. How was the first day? Oh, amazing. It was wonderful. You know, winning team, winning culture, family bonding, relationship building, everything. I mean, it's been great so far. You know, getting to meet all the guys and learning the playbook, meeting the coaches, everything. It's been fantastic.
He just, like, his whole, so that's just a really brief part of his press conference. His whole entire press conference, I should have put it in here. I'm sorry.
I didn't even think
about it till right now, but he was so freaking excited his whole entire press conference just to answer every question. He was like working the room, like, hey, I'm so excited to be here. Everyone like loved him, like just stuff like that. And then we had Kingsley, which I found out how to pronounce his last name.
I did too.
Sua Mataia.
Yeah.
And so he was our second round pick. I think he's going to be a beast. I can't wait to see him.
Oh, he's going to be.
Him and Wanya going at it in training camp is going to be so fun.
You know, and, as somebody who now lives in Kansas City, who will be going to training camp a lot this year.
We're going to go. Yeah.
Hot take is, don't be surprised if he takes Wanya's spot.
Yeah.
Because I think they're like, all right, yeah, let's bring him in here. Let's groom him up. Let's get him to learn. Let's get him to do this, sit for 1 year, come in when he needs to, and then he may be the starting next season. Don't be surprised.
He also said he already is calling Andy Reid uncle because he's a BYU guy, and he, like, Andy Reid knows his families. He's like, I'm already calling him uncle. I'm like, oh, that's great.
I just can't wait till we get to take a grown man's job, quote. Mm-hmm. I'm like, can't wait to get that.
And then you have, like, Jared Wiley, who's our new tight end, and he was saying, he's like, just pulling up to Arrowhead, he's like, it's the most beautiful stadium I've seen. He's like, I almost felt like starstruck seeing the stadium. I was like, that's like the cutest thing ever.
Here's your rolling chair.
Having like Travis Kelce texting him and like that going to be his mentor. He's like, I just have to like snap myself into this is my reality. And
this is your reality. And oh boy, you wait till Banner Night.
Oh,
I think Banner Night is what does it for the rookies.
Yeah.
Like, we already know like the regular guys, but Banner Night, the rookies, everything you've been doing since April, since you got drafted, I feel like all of that is like great and amazing and cool. And then Banner Night happens and they're like, whoa, like, this place is loud. This place is rocking. We just seen the banner drop. Y'all got all these rings. I ain't got no ring.
Yeah.
Like, I want a ring.
I want to be here for that reason.
You thought they was talking stuff to you at practice and they were being hard on you at practice and they were cheering you on in practice. You wait till that clock starts ticking and the regular season starts.
Just
it's going to be a totally different environment, atmosphere. Preseason games are not like regular season games. Which, again, funny. Remember last year, the preseason game that we had at Arrowhead, the one we had at Arrowhead, like, was almost sold out or something?
Fully
expect this year to be kind of the same.
Oh, it's going
to
be the same.
Sold out too.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy. But no, I'm very excited for this rookie class too. I think they're going to be so freaking good.
We're just so hungry and eager to be here, and they're so like ready to learn everything. Like even our two defensive guys, we took like they're having spags tell me that I need to do this, and like knowing what he's accomplished. Like they're just like
whatever they're like, whatever you say, I'm gonna do it. Like when you probably go to some different organizations, when they tell you, you're probably like, huh, okay, like. You may question it, but you'll do it still. Here, they're going to be like, all right, bet. Whatever you say, I'm going to do it. Like,
right.
No, I will do it. Is there anything else?
I will do it. Yeah.
Is there anything else I need to do differently? Please let me know. But no, I think this rookie class is going to be, it's great. And it's going to take a lot for me to, this 2022 class, like, they are my favorite. So it's going to take a lot for me to not love them nearly as much.
I think the 2020 class too was like so much of what we got was from having traded Tyreek Hill and the whole offseason being like, you guys are going to be nothing without Tyreek, blah, blah, blah. And then you get this whole entire class that like comes in and makes a difference in your season and you go on to win the Super Bowl. Like there just wasn't much like that. But I think this year, if they can help us continue our dynasty and get the three-peat, I think they'll become just as special, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, like, no, like very much so, especially because what these guys are going to come in here and do this year is really setting up the foundation for next year, because we know if we three-peat this year, next season, we're going to lose guys. Like, we're going to lose guys because some of these guys are now have three rings or two rings, and they are going to get – somebody's going to throw them the bag. We seen what almost happened to Chris Jones.
Yeah.
We seen what almost happened there. So, I mean – yeah, they're going to be very special. They're going to come in. They're going to learn all of these things. And then next year, they're going to be impact players immediately starting and whatever. So, yeah, love that. Love that for us. So,
Jody, give a smile. but, yeah, no, I'm just really excited about them. And that's pretty much all I have for now.
Yeah, same. I'm hungry. I'm tired. It's been a long day. It's been a long week.
We're going to wish Miss Jody a very happy birthday tomorrow. Let's go. Cannot wait. We're going to go get
I can't believe, like, it's been a really, I can't believe it's already May. Like, I can't believe my birthday's tomorrow. So I'm really, and the weather's finally going to be good. It's going to be nice. Thank you. Happy 24th birthday. Absolutely. 24th birthday. Thank you. But no, super grateful. I'm really like, since I could take the next 30 seconds to talk about the things that I'm grateful for. I'm so glad that we did this podcast. We've overcome so much adversity. We're still here. We ain't going nowhere. It's been lit since season 3 has started. Like, lit as heck. So, I love it here. I can't wait till what's next. We got more guests coming, y'all. Like, the off season's fun.
It's going to be really fun, actually. We've had so many
people already. And if you haven't noticed, we're really just trying to, like, emphasize the women of Chiefs Kingdom. Like, that's what we're trying to do right now.
Yes.
So, this is fun. This is great. I love doing this with you. I love you. You're one of my sisters for life. So, this is our thing. And I cannot wait. Like, again, very angry that the schedule's not released until next week. Totally fine.
It's totally fine.
But it'll be great. So yeah, that's all I got. Thank you everybody for the birthday wishes. Thank you in advance. I know they're like already starting to come in too, so thanks y'all. But yeah, let's sponsor it on up.
And I will say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, all the good mamas out there this weekend.
So many amazing moms. We're not moms. You're a dog mom.
I'm a dog mom.
Or maybe like a dog auntie.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe like a dog auntie.
I'm going to be a real auntie in September.
Welcome to the club. They're expensive.
My sister's pregnant. So, yeah, I know.
Yes. I'm like,
I'm already broken. I'm just going to keep going.
They're expensive. So, yeah.
But it'll be fun. Yeah, that's pretty much all we got. But Ken Seltzer.
Go Ken, go Ken, go Ken.
They are the first black-owned seltzer in America, but they are brewed right here in Kansas City. So that's pretty dang cool. And they sponsor our podcast, and we love them for it. And it's delicious. Yes, it have they just all released this new flavor a few months ago now, I guess. 2 months ago-ish. It is strawberry lemonade. Is really delicious. So
bring it.
Get you some Ken seltzer. They're brewed in Kansas City, but there's like 20 plus locations that carry Ken seltzer around.
I'm like,
it's so freaking good. Yeah, check it out. It's delicious. So thank you, Ken seltzer.
I don't know if that's accurate. Like,
what part?
I don't know if we're Tuesday or Wednesday next week. So I'm not even going to lie to y'all.
I thought you meant what I was saying. I was like, what?
Oh, no. Sorry. I was talking about the banner. Everything Lexi said was right. Next week, we don't know if we're Tuesday or Wednesday, but we're having a show. We are. You know? We could just wait till next Thursday.
The schedule release. If the schedule releases, we'll kind of just play it by ear.
Yeah, I'm not going to be available on Tuesday, but we're definitely having a show next week. So please make sure that you are paying. If you're not following us on Twitter, like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Follow us on Twitter. That's where we have all of our updates of what we're doing on our show. But you can literally, all of y'all listening right now, whether you're on Twitter, whether you're on Instagram, whether you're on YouTube, I need you to go over to YouTube, click the link, hit subscribe. We're at 1,050, which is amazing. Would love to get to 1,100 subscribers on YouTube, like, soon. So thank you, everybody, who has already liked, followed, and subscribed. 500 BC. We love the loyalty. Before. Anyway, like and follow all of our platforms. We're on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Apple, Spotify. We're literally everywhere. You should be liking us. You should be following us. You should be subscribing, retweeting, doing all of the great, great things.
I'm hanging with us. We're fun.
Yes. We're a good time.
Great time.
Smile, Lexi. So, yes, tap in with us. Hang out with us. We love y'all. We will definitely let you know what day we're doing a show next week. We're having a show. We don't know what day. I'm voting for Thursday because it might be schedule release day.
I'm not mad about that. So, yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll let you guys
know. Actually, I can't do Wednesday.
Okay, we'll talk about this offline.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? It just hit me. I can't do Wednesday. So, anyway.
All right, we'll figure it out. We'll let you guys know.
We love y'all.
Thanks for being here.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.